Well, obviously, we didn't bat well in all three test matches, really, if we're honest with ourselves. And if you know, if you keep getting bowled out for 140 or 150, you're not going to win many test matches. So, look, there are obviously some regrets from the batsmen in particular about the way we've played their spinners. And, you know, more particularly, I think, regrets about how we played them in the first test match, because that sets the tone for the rest of the series and becomes more and more difficult after that point. So, yeah, I think our bowlers did an exceptional job in all three tests. We've got to give them a huge amount of credit for bowling well in trying and difficult conditions. And you also need to give Pakistan a huge amount of credit, because their two spin bowlers in particular were very impressive and made life very difficult for ourselves. And, you know, when we did get in front in the test matches, they were able to wrestle the initiative back in their favour. So huge amount of credit to them. But obviously we've got to look at things from our own perspective, and we could and should have been better. Well, you can look at it that way, but I think if you're a good enough player, you find a way. It might take you a week or two, or might take you a month or two, but you find a way of making sure you don't repeat the same mistakes. We haven't been good enough or quick enough in adapting our games here, that is for sure. And obviously, you know, I haven't been involved in a series where so many of our batsmen have had a hard time as this one. So, you know, we've all got some questions to answer individually and some bit of soul-searching and thought to put into how we could do things better going forward. But, you know, it's also important, I suppose, that, you know, the guys that are here for the one day is allow that format of the game to help them rediscover form. And those of us that aren't involved in the one day is start turning our attention towards Sri Lanka and the particular challenges that's going to hold for us. And they won't be the same challenges as here. They might be similar, but they'll be slightly different in terms of the conditions, etc. So we need to learn the lessons from this, but we don't need to dwell on it. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think you know, the challenges out here are quite unique, I suppose. So, you know, you need to be able to adapt your game to the conditions. And also the Pakistan bowlers in particular are quite unique. So they're different type of spin bowlers. And again, it's quite hard to prepare for that without facing them. So as I said, you know, I think we regret the way we played against them in the first test, because that allowed their confidence to grow, and it obviously affected ours to a certain extent. But, you know, I think we're all asking ourselves the same question, really, you know, because I've got great faith in our batsmen. I think they're some of the best batsmen in the world. And, you know, we're disappointed that we haven't coped better than we have to the challenges that we put up in front of us. So, you know, we're going to have to think about it. And we can't just sort of, you know, completely ignore it and say it's an aberration, because that would be not doing ourselves any justice and not helping ourselves as a group. So we've got to look to get better. And maybe this is a good eye-opener for us and a bit of a wake-up call that things are not easy in this part of the world. And with two more subcontinent tours this in the next 12 months, things aren't going to get any easier. So we need to be up for that challenge. Yeah, look, I mean, you, as I said, no one's got a right to play for England forever. That's patently wrong. But, you know, I think it's important that we just take a bit of time to let the dust settle, start thinking about actually what went wrong individually and what components the team needs to function properly. And also, you know, the components the team need to play the type of cricket to win out here. So, you know, that mixture of attack and defence is obviously quite important as well. And yeah, over the next week or two, I think things become a bit clearer. Well, you know, I think we've got to sit back and look at the reasons why we did lose in the manner that we did. And we've got to look at everything. You've got to look at our preparation. We've got to look at our training. We've got to look at, you know, our techniques, temperament issues. All those are things it would be wrong for us just to ignore. But also we've got to remain true to what has worked well for us in the past. So, you know, there's no point in us worrying about layoffs and different conditions and all that sort of stuff. Those don't help us going forward, because we've got to find a way to overcome those sort of issues.